Hello, and welcome back to the motherfucking podcast. We're back, and we're here to talk about fake news. Fake news. I remember back in the day when Donald Trump first said, the news is fake news, this, that, and the other. Everyone, you know, flip this shit. I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I was trying to think of a way for our government to have more transparency to the general public, to the people. Because the government has no power without the people. So it's important for the people to be well informed. Granted, back in the day before the internet and cell phones and videos and how accessible everything is for it wasn't like that back then. But now I was thinking, well, fuck, you know, a good way to have transparency is that whenever they have, because here's the thing, I always thought, you know, at the end of the day, we don't know what our leaders are talking about. At the end of the day, we don't know, we don't see them face to face. We don't, like 99% of us, the majority of the hardworking families of America, you know, the backbone of America, we don't know what the fuck they're really talking about. We don't see them. We don't hear them. We don't know what the fuck. But you know what? They have the ability to hear what we're talking about and what we're saying because of the Patriot Act and everything like that. And because it's just a bunch of bullshit, really. Because, you know, the internet has highlighted a lot of things. Things that cannot go unnoticed. And one of them was fake news. And I was thinking, you know what? It'd be perfect if, for the transparency part, fucking, whenever they have a major, but here's the thing, they're always gonna have secret meetings amongst each other. They're always gonna have secret conversations. There's no gonna be transparency ever. And I was thinking, video. Have them record everything, you know? Every meeting, every this, every that, every meeting, every important meeting, small or big, don't matter. Every conversation they have, basically, they have transparency about our government. Because that, I mean, we, at the people in America, should have that power and ability to make that a thing. But here's the thing about that. The government has already done that to appear transparent. And that's through the media, the fucking media. You know, they play two agendas. They have two agendas. One agenda is to us through the media. They tell us what we want to hear. Sure, some things can't go unnoticed, but whatever plays out, they roll with that dice and they twist the story to fit the narrative. But behind the camera, when the camera's shut off and the doors are shut and they're behind closed doors, they're having discussions about stuff that we don't even know about. That's a fact. You can't argue that. Do you know what the fuck they're talking about? Really? I sure as hell don't. You know what I mean? Like, does anyone? Fuck no. The mass majority of us who matter, the ones that make up America and that truly matter, have no idea what the fuck is really going on behind those doors. And there's, yes, there's, you know, those video clips of, you know, Republicans, I think they're senators, pretty sure, you know, defending us and our rights. I've seen it. It's bad that I'm talking about this without names and hardcore or hard, you know, like factual facts, but I've seen it. I'm not gonna, you know, try to look, I ain't trying to bullshit no one. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen it. Paul Rand, I think, is one guy, but there was one particular guy. He looked like he was maybe in my, you know, I'm in my 30s. He was probably in his mid-30s to early 40s. I don't know, but the dude looked young. You know, blonde dude. Fucking, but he was fucking standing up for our shit. And I seen that, and I was like, okay. But at the same time, I don't know. It's just hard. You can see it. You can see that. But he's young, that's the thing. It's all the old motherfuckers that are still in fucking politics. It's not the young motherfuckers. It's the old cocksuckers. The old and mid cocksuckers. That. Fake news, bro. I mean, it's always been fake. Maybe not always, but at some point, something went sour. Somewhere along the line, something happened. I don't know. Maybe it's been like this for decades, and we didn't even know it. Maybe even, I mean, what are we fucking, we're 200 something years old. I know that. What, 1776? Fucking, we're just shy of 300 years by like 50 years or something like that. No, 250. Or 200. I don't fucking know. 2021. Yeah. I don't know. That's terrible of me. That I don't even know the fucking I don't even know if I can even look it up on my phone right now without fucking ending this recording. Probably not. But I know that the fucking it's less than 300, but it's more than 250 probably. Or at 250. Or around 250. Or somewhere around there. This is, wow. This goes to show, I mean, for someone that cares so much about America, just as much, I'm calling myself on my bullshit right now in front of you guys. I don't even know, like, I don't even know the fucking exact fucking year and date. That's fucked up. And that's me saying that. I'll be honest, I'm a little buzzed. I've had a few whiskey drinks, shots really, straight from the bottle, and a beer. I had to get some liquid courage before doing this one, just because the world's fucked up, man. And the way things go, and the way things just happen, for some reason, the worst things happen to the best people, you know what I mean? And I'm just speaking from the heart, man. Like,
And from the soul, really, is just, we need to drop the bullshit. Drop the, and like, take off the blindfolds and see what's really happening, you know? Like, just look at the facts. Sure, there's the tabloids, the fucking media and what they say, but, okay, yeah, look at it objectively, okay? Look at everything objectively, okay? Like, don't take one side or the other. Just know that it's bigger, and not only that, it's bigger than that. It's a global thing. This whole agenda thing is a global thing. These are just, you know, this is a smoke sesh where I have thoughts and I speak them. And I can do that freely in America without being punished or prosecuted. You know, and I, even though that I could say that and I'm saying that and I'm thinking that, I still fear for myself for even saying that and speaking that in America today. And that's saying something. That says volumes. And I know a lot of other people feel the same way. A lot of Americans feel like they can't have a decent, real conversation amongst each other about what the fuck is going on without feeling threatened about being recorded, listened in on, you know, and all the time because of the Patriot Act, you know, and we all, a lot of us know it. I know we do because we fucking talk about it, you know, and it's fucked up, and that says something. It, like, you know what I mean? That says something. That says a lot. Just looking at history from 2001, since 9/11 and on, even before that, really. But that's when I've noticed it, because that's the first major occurrence in my life, major event in my life that has been imprinted in my brain forever. Well, not the first, but the first, like, major event that ever occurred in America, for me, personally, as an American. And when that happened, I felt like we need to, like, you know, we all felt united. Like, we need to come together. This is bullshit. How dare they hit us on our fucking land? But then there's that, you know, there's a lot of weird evidence, conspiracy theories out there about that shit and about that day, and secret agendas, and who was involved. And how dare us be aware of that? And how dare us for, you know, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Yeah, but you know that evidence kind of points to, you know, I mean, and then there's this, and the ones that, it's like we're choosing to ignore the facts. It's like, we'll just sweep it. Yeah, fuck that shit. How are you going to sweep that shit? Any of it. All of it. Everything that has occurred since fucking the Vietnam War until now. Basically. Even before that. Since the Cold War. All that shit. Since World War II. All of it. Like, everything. Since JFK. All that shit. Everything that's happened. You know that shit's, there's shit that's happening that we don't know about that we're like, what? They're not telling us. And there's a lot of us that are fucking just blind to it and just like, or just really, there's people that are just unaware. They don't understand. They don't have the capability of understanding what's really happening. But then there's some of us that see it and know it. And how can I say that, though? I can't say know it without actually seeing it. But we're not, you know what I mean, though? We're not dumb. We're not stupid. Some of us are not, a lot of us are not stupid, but there's some of us that are kind of, sorry, there's some of us, you're not stupid. You're just, how do you put it? You're just, I tell you what it is. It's the weed, man. And maybe mushrooms. That's the key. A lot of you guys need to eat some mushrooms and fucking smoke some weed. Because I'm telling you right now, that shit changed me. It changed the way I thought. It, like, opened up a doorway in my mind. It like, unlocked, it, like, it switches a gear in your mind that you've never felt before. I'm telling you. Do it responsibly. And I ain't saying, look, I'm not advocating for shit. But look, because I don't fucking know, dude. Like, I can't, I don't know how old people, well, I can, I actually do know how old people listen to this shit. It's people my age, really. But look, just know that, I don't know, I can't say all news is fake, because some news has to be real, because, I mean, it's being recorded, and shit's happening, like, I'm not saying that car accident is fake, that shit happens, I'm not saying what's happening in Australia isn't happening, that shit's real, that shit's happening in Australia, which is fucked up, that shit ever occurred, that shit would never occur here, actually. Matter of fact, that shit would never occur here. It could never. It would never. No one would let. No. It can't. Because you know what? You know what? I hate to say it. Because I'm. It's not that I hate to say it, but I hate. Well, I hate to say it because I feel for Australia. I really do. But here's the thing. Australia is just like America. Except without the Second Amendment. Let me say that again. Australia, it's like America, literally like America. They're all exiles from Great Britain. Basically the same like us, degenerates, but in Australia, on a big island fucking country. You know, minus guns. They can't have any weapons. They don't have the right to own arms, to bear arms. And if that was us, that would be us. That's America minus the Second Amendment. I'm telling you right now. I am telling you right now. That is America minus the Second Amendment. And if you don't believe me, just look it up. YouTube that shit. Shit's fucking crazy. Scary, really. Feels good to really talk about this out loud, too, though. Get this off my chest. I've been meaning to do this podcast, but I've been too like, fuck, dude. I don't know. Because, oh, I'm just saying, I would never kill myself, ever. I have too much to live for, so, yeah. And I'm not even that big of a fucking podcaster either, and I'm saying that shit. I'm just fucking saying it because I gotta put it out there. I would never fucking kill myself. Granted, my dad, he did kill himself. You know, he did kill himself, and my goal has always been to be better than my father. So that already crosses that out. There's no way. There's no way. So fuck that shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck. I got cotton mouth like a motherfucker. I'm gonna fucking open up this beer. Cheers to America. Cheers to the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And cheers to the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. You know what I mean? Things need to get right. And I think a lot of us know the only way that things are going to get right is if the people step up. The people put their tools down, step away from their desks, step away from their registers, step away from the garages. Step away from the stores, the grocery stores, the fast food restaurants. Step away from their jobs and come together, united, and walk to their front door and knock on that motherfucker. From there, we'll see. We'll see what happens when we look them eye to eye and ask them, what the fuck? If he even gets that far, which is unlikely. Unless somehow we can come united. And it takes voices like me to unite us. And that puts a target on my back. I don't give a shit. Because I'm a proud American. I don't give a fuck. I don't know where I come from. I come from the fucking... the gutter. You know what I mean? I come from nothing. But I still believe in the American dream. I still believe what our forefathers fought for. More than that, really. There's more than forefathers. There's like 8 of them, really. There's a lot of them. So probably 12. Here's something that I started writing down. It's part of the Declaration. It's the first part of the Declaration of Independence. In Congress, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America, today 50. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. That's as far as I got.
There is more to it. But the part that stuck out to me was when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. That is in our Declaration of Independence. If that doesn't say anything, I don't know what does. Open your fucking minds and your ears. Just wake up to what's happening, please. I know we all have our own problems and issues. It's like I said on my last podcast. I have my own internal issues, and then there's the external issues that are happening that indirectly affect me. But that goes for everyone else. It's not just me. There is internal events that happen to each individual person that affect them directly. But then there's the outside events that indirectly affects all of us. And if we play into their hands like fools, we will meet our demise as a nation of freedom. I'm speaking how I feel. I'm speaking my mind as a true American should and can. Protected by the First Amendment right. And if that offends you, let me know. Use your First Amendment right to let me know if that offends you. I'll listen. I'll listen on why that offends you. And then I'll go from there. Yeah. You know, what you gotta say about that? I wanna hear it. Let me fucking know. Be fucking sweet. It would be sweet if we can all fucking... There's so many of us. That's the other thing. Like, how do you fucking, like... It was way more manageable back then when there was 13 fucking states, not 50. Two being separated from us, Alaska and Hawaii. You know, one in the fucking far northeast, far northwest, and then one in the fucking Pacific Ocean. Fucking islands. Yeah. I'm going to load up one last bowl. And this is going to be my outro bowl. I just got to say, here's the thing. We have this incredible ability to be united too with social media. More so than ever we did before. But it baffles me. We're so more connected. We're more connected, right? We're more connected through our cell phones with social media than we have been ever. There's more of us. Like, this is crazy. Our bandwidth isn't there socially. Because there's so many of us connected at once because of the internet, but our personal bandwidth, we don't have enough time in the day to fucking, like, interact with everyone. that we're connected to on our social medias, because we're so involved with our own personal lives and our jobs and our children and our families and this, that, and the other. And that's the way the future's going, is like being symbiotic with AI, so that way we can become so fucking connected. But the fact is, see, that's the fact is, back then, back in the like the 90s and 80s, we didn't have these cell phones that we were so hooked onto. We had no other choice but to be interactive with one another in our community and do things with each other in our community, face to face, in person, and get to know each other. We had no other choice. We weren't going to stay home and be on our cell phones. We were going to go out and about, because staying home and doing nothing is boring. You know? I think that's the key. Maybe that's the answer, is for us to get more interactive with our communities, come together in our communities, small communities, starting with your small communities and building up from there. Maybe that's it. Fuck, I'm saying all this, and what am I doing? I ain't doing shit. What the fuck am I doing? I'm just as guilty, I guess. I am just as guilty. I stay at home fucking, well, if I'm not working, I'm at home with my family, watching movies and doing chores and playing video games. And, you know, if I'm not working, what am I doing? So that's the thing, is where I'm at in my life, I don't have time to get involved with my community as I would like to be. You know, I don't think I'm ready for that in my life either. I think a lot of us aren't. If I'm not, who's to say you aren't? It's also, it's so much. You know, no, it's so overwhelming. The human mind and the human emotion only takes so much. I think a lot of us feel the same way. You know, like, I'm saying that because I feel that, and I feel that from everyone. I feel like everyone feels like that. There's just so much. It's overwhelming. It's just so fast paced. Like, how do you keep? It's like the years just go, now I'm 31, the years just go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, next. It's like another winter, and next thing you know, it's gonna be next winter, it's gonna be 2023, you know what I mean? It's fucking baffling. Fuck, I've gone on too long, but I'm just gonna smoke this last bowl. You guys are more than welcome to join me. Grab your joints, grab your bongs, grab your pieces, grab your rigs, your dabs, your dab pens, whatever the fuck you got that's got fucking THC in it, or CBD, whatever you fucking enjoy. And load that shit, spark that shit up, because this shit's fucked up. And you know it. Yeah, you know what I mean? A lot of us know it, but there's some of us that, oh God, come on, please. You know what? It's those ones we shouldn't worry about. We should worry about the ones that understand, and we should come together, and because we gotta stay united for them, as well. It's, you know, they're not like us. You know what I'm talking about. Some of us are not like us. But the ones that are like us need to stand up for America. And speak out for America. Because if we don't, I don't want to see what happens. But this bowl I got for my bong is for America. It's for you, your neighbor, your friends, your children. Freedom. Freedom of thought. And speech and your Second Amendment right, the right to bear arms. This is for America and you, everyone. Doesn't matter if you live in America, this is for you, dude. It doesn't matter who the fuck you are or where you come from or what your backstory is, whether you come from nothing, because I come from nothing. I know it's like I ain't fucking privileged. I've had a couple strokes of luck along the way. And I'm grateful for it. I've had a lot of shitty things happen to me too, though. But I know I'm not the only one. Everyone has their shit. And I get that. So that's for you. This is for you. So join me on this fucking rip. And let's get fucking stoned. And let's get you fucking united. Let's get united. This is to be united. This is uniting us right here. Let's go. Ha ha ha!